recreation area for hiking, berry picking, watching whales, icebergs, and seabirds as well. Sebastian Dupre is the mayor of Witless Bay, and he joins me on the line now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
Well, first of all, take us back and describe this proposal. What did this developer want to do on Ragged Beach?
So the developer purchased 1.5 acre parcel of land that's next to the beach or close to the water in 2010. Access to this property was difficult because there's no road leading to it currently. What the developer proposed was to purchase a large parcel of Crown land and build a subdivision at this site and then pay for this for the road through the selling of lots.
Now, there has been so much heated opposition to this proposal. What were the main reasons people were opposed to this development?
I think the key reason that was presented in the media were the possible threats to the Witless Bay Ecological Reserve. This is the closest point of land to the reserve. And there's a lot of research that has been done on the impact of lights on the reserve, the impact of human presence on the reserve.
I know that you got letters from as far away as Norway and Japan.
Yes.
Protesting this project. I mean, how much opposition was there in the town?
This was probably the most divisive issue the town has ever seen. Now, there's a very large majority of residents who opposed the project, and many of them wrote letters to council trying to convince council to abandon the project.
And that wasn't happening. I mean, Witless Bay Town Council allowed the rezoning of that land in the first place from rural to residential, opening the door for this kind of a project. They were on board with the development, and I know you have a new council now, so what did change?
They didn't allow the rezoning. They allowed the application for rezoning to proceed forward. The land was never rezoned, and that's in fact what the members of the present council stopped.
And what did the town do to stop that application?
This is a brand new council. Most of the councillors have been elected in the past calendar year, and 6 of the 7 councillors, including myself, have been elected in the past 6 months. So as soon as we got into office, we started studying all of the files, and this was one of the important files on our plate. We started gauging the cost-benefit of this project and looked at all of the ins and outs of it and all of the concessions that we, as a town, would have to make to allow for this project to happen. And in the end, council voted against the rezoning, recognizing that this project was simply not in the town's best interest.
Is it the absolute end then for this application? Is there a possibility the developer could appeal or go through some other avenue to make this happen?
I would say that this is the absolute end. But at the same time, this has been a very litigious issue. So there are always avenues for possible re-questioning, but it's very difficult for a developer to force a town into making a decision that council assesses is against the best interests of the town. The decision of council was not based solely or even primarily on the impact on the ecological reserve. There's a whole list of other issues that council felt were simply insurmountable. The proposed road would have necessitated that council take land from current landowners to allow for a widening of the access. So that was very distasteful to council, taking land away from current landowners to benefit proposed landowners. This is the only beach that has a private feel in the town, and our town plan is very clear on the fact that Witless Bay is an important tourism destination. So this is one of the key attractions of Witless Bay. So some members of council felt that this was an important thing to say. In addition to that, there's the threat that the proposed project posed to the East Coast Trail. Now, the developer had ensured the adequate setbacks, etc. So there would have been no blocking of the trail. But it did, for some residents, it did threaten the integrity of the trail. In essence, you would have had to walk 10 minutes in order to get into nature instead of getting out of your car and being there.
I guess it also sets a precedent as well. If you can allow that development, what's to prevent it from going further and further down the coastline?
That was one of the key considerations, because this development would have required council to bend a number of rules. Now, it's within council's power to do that, but it also sets a precedent. It also gives the message to other developers that council is willing to bend certain rules, and specifically the rules that council has bent in the past can be expected to be bent again.
All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, but as regards to this land, I mean, a beautiful piece of land in a beautiful, beautiful setting, what can that developer do with that now?
Well, it's currently zoned rural, and the developer can use it as it's currently zoned and as he purchased it. It's a beautiful piece of property, so it's open to a number of uses, not the uses he intended for it.
What's the reaction been from the community since the decision was made?
On the part of the great majority of residents, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. This has been a really divisive issue for the town and for a number of years. One newspaper editor even called it an issue that had been festering. So this reaction is, in the whole, really positive. Now council has to work towards a more cohesive community again, a community that buries the hatchet and can function together. We've just struck a community enhancement committee that is going to help make Whitless Bay a more cohesive place again. So that now that the file's closed, we'll be working very hard to mend bridges and make Whitless Bay the positive and uplifting community that it should be again.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Maggie.
Sebastian Dupre is the mayor of Whitless Bay. Well, what's your reaction to what appears to be the end of this story? It's been going on for about 4 years now. Did council do the right thing? You can let us know on the Noon Line, 576-5262, or toll free, 1-866-576-5262. I'm Maggie Gillis. You're listening to Radio Noon on CBC Radio 1.